Shabbat Shalom, boys. Leichu Cha. Avram, Hashem appears to Avram. Leichu Mi Alta, Chomi Lata, Chomi Deisa Vicha. Avram goes on his journey. Yech Avram comes to Eretz Yisrael. Says by Yatek, Misham Ahorim, Mikedon, the Beisel, Eta, Allah, Beisel, Yov, Yoh, Mikedon, even Shom Mizbeach, Hashem, Vayikru, B'Shem Hashem. He calls out B'Shem Hashem. Avram goes to Eretz Yisrael, he starts his Avoida over there also, Boisai. Vayeru, Hashem, Eilov, Vayeru, the Zach, 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 there's a lot of Mizbeach, Vayikro B'Shem Hashem. He's calling out B'Shem Hashem. Avram is now Isaac in his business. When Ezra says, Vayikro B'Shem Atzfilo, or Kriyas B'nei Olam L'Avod Hashem, as we know earlier, Avram took the Nevesh HaRasher Asu B'Choron. Avram was Makari, Vesa Anoshim, 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 with Soros Anoshim, Nes Anoshim. The mamish and unbelievable shpoz, and Avram comes to Eretz Yisrael and there's no less. And Yikru B'Shem Hashem, he sets up house in order. So Avram has an agenda, a meridic agenda. His agenda is to spread God's name in the world. Yikru B'Shem Hashem. Oh, it's a very interesting variation in the pasuk. State in the pasuk, "Vayatek b'shem Ahor b'kenem b'yisel v'yet o'aloi b'yisel miyom v'ayim b'kenem v'yishom b'sper v'Hashem v'yikru b'shem Hashem." Very innocent word over there, "Vayet o'aloi." So it's very innocent. Rashi says, "O'aloi o'aloksiv b'tchilas notas oil ishtoi v'achakach eshaloi." First, he set up his wife's tent. And then he set up his tent. Okay, very nice. Pass the tea. Let's move on. What's this doing here? Remember, it's somewhere in a different area. Shkoya, Vayet Ohalah. In the middle of this, everybody said, what's going on over here? One half. Another sugya, everybody said, we have is the sugya of Avram. It's a very interesting thing, everybody said. Avram comes down to Egypt. We spoke about Egypt, the last moves, Ayin Shom. Anyway, the Maisa, so he goes down to Egypt, Avram, and he, the whole story of us is a very, very short. There's a lot to talk about over there, what on about Avram, but he hides his wife, he has to hide his wife, because Ish Achoisi, but Imrino Achoisi Adam, Ayita Viva Avurech, the Choisa Nashi Big Lawers. Avram says to Asura, please, tell him that you're my sister, Lamayita Viva Avurech. In order that the choice and not should be glad that I'll be able to be alive, they're gonna, if I tell him that I'm the husband, so we're not gonna be married for too much longer. So Lamaisa is begging, just tell him that you're my sister, and Lamayita Viva Avurech. Rashi says, you know, my tonos, she give me my tonos. So everybody and their cousin, and the alter cousin, the new cousin, every cousin and brother, and everybody asked the kasha. We know the famous Rashi, the famous Avram's statement, but later on when he goes into the battle and he overcomes the Mil Lel Stoim, over there he says the famous statement, in the Chut V'Hatzroich Na'al, I don't take anything from anybody, nor the Lord be my God, be my God. May God make my leader, only from the Lord I take money. I don't take money from anybody. No stolen. I don't take money. I'm not gonna take a shoelace. No shoelace. No Nikes. Nothing. Only the Baal Shalom. And here, Avram saying, I want money. You don't need my donors. What's going on with this? What's the cashing between the two Shadi and Yom we spoke about? Hopefully we'll have him in mind. Okay, but he said no. But he says, as I said, the boy side, there's a very, very common, you saw it, a common thing that we all deal with, including myself, the boy side. that we all have agendas in life. We all have things we want to accomplish. And we have ways that we want to accomplish it, but we always try to justify the agenda by things we might do that are not beseder, Rabbeinu. Things we might do that in the course of our actions, we might be not careful and not proper, especially in our being on dealings with other people. And the reason we say is that the end justify the might, we're not so careful, but we're doing it l'shem shamayim, we're doing it for the best reasons. We're doing it because of our own chumras, our own reasons, we have to do things with Rabbeinu. And we have to realize that in Avodas Hashem, Rabbeinu Yisrael, there's a very, 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 very big area called Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. And that area, Rabbeinu Yisrael, we have to be extra, extra careful. We can't justify our means of going, doing Avodas Hashem, and we're doing it because our ruchni is everything, and we can't do it in a way that Chas V'Shalom we overlook. I'm sorry. And I think that's the point over here, the first shtickle we said. I think I had this aura. I think it's a very good aura. Vayet Ohaloi. Avram's going about. He's mamish involved in mamish changing the world. He's a man that the whole world is looking up to. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. He's giving mamish. He's going in, what's it called? In the B'nei Ha'umah. Big signs, Abraham, Avinu, he's giving a big drasha, unbelievable, and he's going from here to over here, Rabbi Yisrael. So in the course of action, we say, okay, Abram's gevaldik, he's Spanish, Hashem. In that whole sugya, Rabbi Yisrael, he's busy, but he doesn't forget about the proper hanhoga with his wife, Rabbi Yisrael, treating his wife like a royalty, Rabbi Yisrael. He takes care of his wife. That's why I think that there's a Ulai at Goshi here in the whole parsha of Ayekor Yom Hashem. He's bailing his beichos. He's Isaac and Mam is unbelievable. Avodas Hashem. Oh, he doesn't forget about his wife. Here's what we speak about it. Because Baker, that's me, he'll come lost. He's so involved in everything. He's so busy with mamish. He's in his house and his mamish. He's busy in his house. And he's saying a birkas hamoz and mamish. The arisal didn't have such kavanah. Baruch Hashem, I'm making fun. But his wife needs him right now to take out, to change the baby, Rabbi Yisrael. And he's Baruch Hashem. I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom. I'm not paskin Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael, have to, you know when and where, Rabbi Yisrael. But Sovish Oblava, the baby is screaming and she's not available right now, Rabbi Yisrael. And he is mamish, unbelievable, that Rizal, Kavon and Shmari, he has a 74-minute Birkas HaMazon. And I'm saying he should have that all the time. But Rabbi Yisrael, Lamais, at the end of the day, we have to be doyek for the Be'on Lachaveir, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't make a simcha b'ma'oina, is that the Gemara? We don't make a simcha b'ma'oina. Why? Bris Mila, Rabbi Yisrael. Simcha b'ma'oina, we're talking about a Birkas HaMazon, simcha, and such a Baal, the Gazav, is that the Gemara, Ksuvus Ches. Why? It's in Tzara the Yenuka, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a Tzara the Yenuka right now. That's not the time to talk to the Persian. It's the Simcha V'ma'oina, Rabbi Yisrael. The Persian has to know the balance, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to know that we can't tread on the Bein Olam L'Chaveiro because we have it. You have to know the balance. You have to have a Rebbe. That's the other Shmuz. But you have to know the balance, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to know the balance. And it could very well be, Rabbi Yisrael, the Pashtet Teretz, Rabbi Yisrael. Avram, when he was going and coming back, he was a poor man. And he owed money. I don't take only the Lord. That all it could be, Rabbi Yisrael. Well, it's not okay that you owe thousands of dollars. Here you gotta make a shtadlus. Could be you have to come on to people. When there's a matzav is normal, I'll come to the Rebbe. But here you're in a matzav that you owe. He had Rashi says on the way back, he paid up his debt. He didn't have any penny to his name. He had to buy, he owed all the people that he saved by. Well, I'm not taking money from this. This thing, I'm a certain chumrah, very nice with your chumrah, but this guy you owe money to, you have to pay down your debts, you can't disregard your debts, you have to be an erlich person, you owe money, so you may have to make some shtadlus, you might have to come out to people. But I don't know what it is. There, Avram Ketayna, the chayz digs in the minute, the kebab says, yitr li matan, I want matanis.
that I owe money. If I owe money, you gotta take care of it. Oh, I have a chumrah. This guy there, you owe a guy $10,000, comes to your door. Excuse me, 2 years, you say you're paying me back. Well, I have a chumrah, I don't take from Gemache. They have a chumrah, you owe me $10,000. I don't take from Gemache. They have a chumrah, the chumrah should have started before you buy it from me. All of a sudden he has the chumrah. What happened before you buy the money from me? I have a chumrah, there's a shayla with the ribbis, according to the Yugavas, the Rebbe's cousin, the whole shayla of ribbis. Ich nicht nehmt vom Gemachim. Only fair if you buy me $50,000. Nicht nehmt vom Gemachim now. So it's Rashi, he tell me, I want my tonis. Because I owe it on the Chavei, I owe so many $1,000, I have to pay it back. I'm like, no. Poirish. Been a Poirish Mayla Mazer. With his money, I've been Poirish Mayla Mazer. We get his geld. He tell me my tonis. Rashi, you already had money, you could be a rich man. The end doesn't justify the means of us. It could be the greatest thing of Ram's mom, Hashem. You can't forget about your wife, you still have to buy a piece of jewelry for Shafir Fiyantif. And so in out the race, Mamish, unbelievable. He's sitting there, Mamish, 2.5 hours, the boy just looking at the pitam. He didn't get the rest of the answer. Still thinking. Is there something white on the pitam? It's the sticker! 250 shekel! Piece of the sticker, get it off! 2.5 hours! Okay, and what about the wife? She's screaming, he has to come, she should come home. I'm not saying it, but she has no balance. His wife's waiting there. There's 4 kids in the house. They have to be diapers, they have to sleep. He finally comes home. Oh Hashem! Echob Abbaldig Esrik! Beautiful Esrik! Mamish! And that mamish, she's mamish geschmettered and wiped out. And father, you have to know every case. Sometimes the wife is home, but the voice of a person has to be understand. Vayikri b'shem Hashem, and that palsha state vayit ohalor, not to all the tchilo, took care of his wife. With all the cheshbon, the agendas of unbelievable vayikro, his bizbechois, his building mizbechois. And that palsha state vayit ohalor, ohalor tchilo, voice of. And Avram, Yidnali Matonois, give me Matonis of us. Give me Matonis. He said, oh money. And I don't have that kind of left to suffer of us. I know stories of people that they owe money and people calling and calling. They're not gonna go out, they're not gonna take Kamal, they're not gonna, this guy has to suffer because I have a chumra of this, I don't do this. It's not Nishkailuk of us. Yidnali Matonis. And the boy says, no gay lo maisa. I'm not passing Allah lo maisa of us. But it's an hope that I speak about it, and my side, maybe I'm wrong, but see, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Rabbeinu, we have Rabbeinu, I have Rabbeinu also, everybody, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Rabbeinu. But it's an hope that I speak about it, Rabbeinu, and someone told me it's okay here, Rabbeinu also, we have in the morning, and it's okay other times, Rabbeinu, and I'm not trying to remind the Vado, we have to dive in the language, Shmona Esrei, Rabbeinu, and we should dive in the Shmona Esrei, one Shmona Esrei can preach the next Shmona Esrei, we should just be diving all day, Rabbeinu. But a person comes to a minyan, and he's part of a minyan. Someone told me later on that other Rosh Hashivas that mentioned this, so I'm not the only one who says it. Well, a ma'isa, a little comes to a minyan, Rabbi said. It's a minyan with some 10 people there, Rabbi said. It's 10 people Muslim. Now you're coming to the minyan, Gevaldik, you want to be part of the minyan. And nothing better to feel but Tzibah. Gevaldik, I have the old Tzibah, but Hashem, I'm going to use it out loud. And he's Meirich and Meirich, if you were waiting and waiting and waiting. So he's Mishalim Roa Tachas Taiba. That's why he's using the minion. He can't get the minion. He wants to have the Meirich and Tziba, Tziba, Tziba. And yet he takes the minion and he schleps them out of the place. So up to Gemara, Brach Zlamet Aleph. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Kacha Yimin Hogo, Shur Rabbi Akiva, the head of Rabbi Akiva, Kisham Ispalel, I don't think anybody here downed like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva downed in one corner and he ended up in the next corner. He's got one of the Bible that was been only in Atzmoy. Because he was spalled with Tzibor, how he mekatzer for Oyelam in the Torah Chatzibor. So after tomorrow, Rabbi Akiva downed with Tzibor, he's mekatzer for Oyelam. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, sure, he wanted to down long time. I don't have to sure. The Gemara says he wanted to down. When he downed Ben Oilam and Atzmoy, whatever the reason, he downed Ben Oilam and Atzmoy, he downed with that. But when he downed with the Tzibah, there's a thing, Torah Hatzibah. I'm just giving one example of what he said. I'm not saying you have to daven
the express Shmona Esrei under 10 seconds and less. Get those words out. I'm not saying that you have to learn Peter Paul's speed reading course to learn how to read it and without, you know, mom, just get it out of there, get it out of that mouth before, you know. But I'm saying it, but I said, you haven't seen it, but I said, to be Mayrich and Mayrich and Mayrich and Mayrich, and they keep with the Tzibah waiting, but I said, is the Chor, this thing, but I said, Yavad, you have Yavad, Kavan, but some of you dive into the Tzibah also, Stomer. But the Tzibah Shul Dover, at the end of the day, you heard the Tzibah, that people have to get back, the wives that are waiting, the people have to get back, there's something, because you're lying, I'm saying, opinion, there's things, people have to get to appointments, people have to get, I'm not saying to be concert, to a Shia that you can't, but the point is that, so you can really, the extra tefillah you want to dive for this and this and that, save it for Ma'ariv. When you have a bigger tzibah, I'm not saying you always, if you're a big tzibah, you dive in the shorter Shmonesh, the longer Shmonesh, you're not necessarily, you have to have it. There's always 10 people, 12 people, and what. But you know, it's some always, there's 10 people or what's that. I'm not saying you should be Ma'ariv, also, I'm not saying, but the point is that it should be Ma'ariv. To vechem with the tzibah, there's a bein olam chaver, a bekiva oyim akatsim, a beturiyach tzibah, losh nagemara, I'm not saying my own toyves, losh nagemara. And this is the yisodah, but there's many things in life where we have agendas, and the agenda could be gevaldik, it's right, we want to do for the Ibn Shulam. But it's not at the expense of a bein olam chaver, but we have to be so medakta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so mechashev, in a person's tzara, in the tzara, the yinukur, you know what the brah simcha b'ma'ayno is, Rabbi Yisrael? Sibuchu Ma'ino is such an unbelievable brach. We make it in a shower rose. Shah Sibuchu Ma'ino is up to Gemara Ksubas Ches. Mimnei Tzara di Yenuke. This is Tzara for the Yenuke. Yenuke said Tzara, okay, well, Maisi, but that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Tzara. But since he's going through Tzara with Mechashi, we don't make a brach that the brach could be such hashpah as the Oilam. A brach is not Tzara or brach. Every brach is hashpah. Shah Sibuchu Ma'ino is a brach, an unbelievable brach, with its curse that only make concerns to concern the Koyas of Boysa. Sibuchu Ma'ino. It's not a posture of bracha to make it. And we have an opportunity in the principle we should say it. And we're not saying it not because it's not shy after the affair. We read the words mashmah for care, you should say it. And we should bless the Kodesh Mosul Mo'inon and create unbelievable shvahs to the world. The symbol of this Mosul Mo'inon. When a shvahs can come down, what are we worried about? The little kid, 8 days old. Okay. He got, you know, all the mice, he had a bris mila, it's supposed to hurt. Shah simcha, bimiyon, no. Wow, little kafali, but that's poised. So the kid's crying. Give him a bottle. No. Don't make the bracha. Because it's not a time, there's a pain to a child right now. We don't make the bracha. Pain to a little baby. A little baby has pain, we don't make the bracha. Spoke about many times, so Salanta on the night of Yom Kippur, Rabbi said. They were looking for him, called Nidre, Rabbi said. Ah, the Hedek and I, Yom Kippur, what was he doing, Rabbi said? Ah, goodbye, baby, on the treetop. Oh, a new niggun for Kol Nidre, maybe he's singing. No. They caught him, he was waiting for you, saw Salanta, he was rocking the baby because some mother left, she ran out of the house with such kavanas, she has to be by Kol Nidre, she hasn't missed in 50 years, and she wasn't so careful to see the kid was sleeping, and he was screaming and crying, and saw Salanta on his way to shul, and here he was, and was like, na 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 na, Kol Nidre, Beki, no say. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. With the pshat, you're not a big Kol Nidre, you saw Salanta, where are you? You're not in Kol Nidre, you're in a cave with candles and doing crazy, under tikkunim in the oilam, mamish, all the shashis tikkunim. Where is he rocking a baby, Rabbi Yisrael? That's what he felt with the Bereshim wants from at that moment, to rock the baby. Oh, kavan is tikkunim. No, we don't, that doesn't play a role when there's another, there's a ben al chaver, Rabbi Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to be very medakim. And our drive, and our strive, is to reach the Ibn Shalom. We have Gvaldik, Vayatek Misham, the Abram's Mamish all over the place, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem calling everybody today. He doesn't forget about his wife, his mind is on his wife, I have to be required to my ksuba, what I have to do for my human, for my wife, Rabbi Yisrael. He's there, he buys a nice piece of jewelry with the esrog. He's not so careful, a guy wants to get the rishon to a rush to a big rov. He said, Rob, what do you think about this $400 esrog says, I know you're a dodger, you don't have so much money. He says, yeah, I'm doing so well. You know what? I have a good idea. Go get the $50 hashir and pay $350 for your wife's new jewel piece of jewelry. That's what you should do. What do you mean? I'm going to come to shul with this fashilina that's looking at Esrog, and I know it's a lemon. People are going to say, what is that over there? What is that, an apple? What's going on? And he come with a shvacha Esrog. But what about your wife's jewelry? The Bereshah might want the $350 necklace, if I say, much more than the I'm not saying you can afford both, and you're supposed to get hit in mitzvah. But we have to understand about that the guy's focused. And then he said, oh, right before Yontif, he wakes up. Ah, I got to buy myself a wife's head, but it's 10 minutes before Yontif, there's no jewelry store open. Oh, but Gavriel's open, we'll get a box of Bamba. Case of Bamba, you like Bamba, no? We'll smile, you like Bamba. No, Sarah, I saw you once eating Bamba. Have some Bamba for resident. What are you? You have such a beautiful... Yeah, the Bamba's also yellow. Baruch Hashem. Maybe Doritos also. I'll splurge. Case of a bag of Doritos also. Gavaldik, what a beautiful yontif. Bamba and Doritos. One on this side and one on the other side. Baruch Hashem. And there he's sitting in his beautiful S, he's so proud and sure. Baruch Hashem, he's thinking, Baruch Hashem at home, at least my wife has Doritos. And he's shaking away, on Hashem. Vayet Ohalor. With all the kavanas, all the agendas, Vayet Ohalor, Rabbi Yisrael. With all the kavanas of Ram, I'm not taking, I'm chabumris, no gemachim, ribis, the bankim, I don't have shaykhis. Yeah, that's when it comes to your own. But you owe a guy $10,000, you gotta do your best of it to get it. Don't start telling chumras. After you pay me back, they do all, every chumra in the book, every chumra you can find that's shy in the world. But first pay me back my $10,000. You tell me my tonnes! Once I had my tonnes, I'll pay back my bill. Now, then you shout to yourself wrong. Why? It's the end of the dress for the means, with a shout out to stand for the kiva, to be katsa, the oila, to be zirch, but we should understand this. We should strive to serve Hashem in the highest form, but the Baruch Hashem said there's two sides of the luchos, and they're both shavet, and the most there that one doesn't mean that we side the yanuka. You have to understand that, and work at that, and understand, and think about others all the time, and say, you know, what is Hashem? Will it stare somebody else? Will it cause somebody else pain? Will it stare somebody else? Am I doing the right thing in my Avodas Hashem? Maybe it's at the expense of somebody else. Then I have to think twice and three times and four times about it. Bezirch to understand it. Bezirch to be emissa Oyvdei Hashem.